from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's that time of day. We are 13 days away from the MLB trade deadline. Work to do for Dave Dombrowski, so every day Kyle is presenting us a new trade candidate, blind resume-wise, and we decide whether or not we're in on this idea. All right, Kyle, what are we doing today?
I'm actually very curious to see where you guys come down on this one, because this is a name I don't think I've heard anybody connect to the Phillies.
Oh, okay.
But I'm thinking that there's a way that this guy gets traded at the trade deadline. I'll tell you who. Well, we'll see if you can guess who it is. This guy is pitching to a 1.05 ERA this season.
Whoa!
34 innings pitched and has thrown 46 strikeouts, allowed zero home runs this year, 16 walks, 16 saves. Not sure if I said that already. This is a former league leader in saves. Now, he led the NL, is currently in the AL. Really, the catch with this guy is that he is a true rental. You would get him for only the rest of the season, and you're probably not re-signing him next year because he will be 38 years old.
Ooh.
Oh, he's old.
Oh, yeah.
He said, oh, he's old.
You said that with a lot of disgust in your voice.
But that's okay. It's all right.
Old people are cool.
Now, let me ask. I don't think his ERA is this good. I don't think it's him. This is not. I don't want to do the David Robertson thing.
No.
Okay.
No. He's an all-star in the AL this year, so you might have seen him last. I'm not sure if he got. I can't remember if he got any.
I think I know who this is.
Do you? Okay. 0.903 WHIP. I mean, his numbers are outstanding. This year.
And you said he's a former closer. Is this his first time being good, or he was good and then he came back?
He once led the league in saves.
Led
the NL in saves in 2019. He has 16 saves this season, so he's used in those kind of spots.
Does he have a unique first name?
He does.
This is Kirby Yates.
It is Kirby Yates.
Kirby Yates of the Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think part of the reason we haven't heard his name is the Rangers are the defending World Series champions.
Yes, so but they're 7.5 games back from the wild card.
Yeah,
right
they're
now.
Not very good. I think
no.
They're maybe only 5 or 6 from the division, so they haven't waved the white flag
right.
yet.
Right.
Oh, I love Kirby Yates.
They're a very interesting team to watch at the deadline.
Yeah, the next
I think.
2 weeks they could give up.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby Yates would
He's
be great.
And I mean, there's an argument to be made if you're them. You're like, okay, we just won the World Series.
We can't throw the towel in.
Well, or they could say we're satisfied, right? I mean,
we won enough.
Yeah, I mean, they have Seager still locked down for a while, right? So they probably don't want to upset the apple cart there with him. But they're I don't know, man. They're a team that's kind of feels like boom or bust. They either go win the World Series again or they have to start thinking about blowing it up.
The thing I like about him is he is used to pitching in lots of different spaces. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't have to be the closer. And the Phillies, they've developed a bullpen where, like, there's no egos. Hoffman comes in the eighth, he comes in the ninth, Strom in the sixth, and the fifth, and the ninth. I think Kirby Yates would fit with that. It's not like he's got to be the closer. Like, Hoffman could still be the closer.
Yeah, but what you giving up for him, though, for a year?
38.
He's a rental. For a couple months.
I don't think it would cost that much. Mm. Now, you might have to beat someone in the bidding, right? He's going to be popular if he's on the trade market, but I don't think it would cost a lot.
This is by far the best ERA. Well, not by far. The year he led the league in saves, he was 1.19. But
man,
other than
1.05.
That, like, this is, yeah, it's really, really good. No home runs allowed.
I love when this happens to relievers. They're good, and then they fall off,
it's
and then they come back.
Position.
Yeah, he was with the Blue Jays, maybe the Braves, the last couple of years, but he didn't do anything.
But, like, if you have him while he's catching fire for the season, man.
So I just pulled up his bio here. His full name is Kirby Callie Yates, and his nickname is Chubb Senior. He's a little
I'm
chunky.
All in.
Yeah,
a little chunky.
I like Kirby Yates. I'm in. This is a good one. All right, interesting. And you're right. It's not a name that has been out there a lot.
But, like, I was because I was thinking. Like, I wonder what the Texas Rangers are going to do at this trade deadline. Like, they do have a chance sort of to win the division, but it looks like Houston's coming along. They might catch up with the Mariners. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be, you know, it feels like the Rangers' path to getting in the postseason is going to be via the wild card. And they're pretty far back from that.
I think there's probably about a handful of teams that the next 2 weeks are going to decide if they're in or they're out.
Yep.
And that's why, you know, we're doing our trade deadlines show the day of the deadline at McGurk's. I feel like most of these things are going to come down to that final day, because if you're these kind of teams, you can't make the decision now, Hugh. You got 2 weeks to figure out, do I really have a chance, or should I throw the towel in?
Yeah, and there's probably some teams trying to figure out realistically what they're going to do. Like, how realistic are their chances looking at the schedule and everything. So, yeah, you're probably on the phone now just trying to figure out what some people's mindsets are, what headspace they're in. No question.
The way I count it, there's only there's less than 10 teams that are fully buried right now. A lot of teams are in that middle, so that means half the league's got to figure out what they're doing the next 2 weeks. I like Kirby Yates. All right, good
Jason
one there.
Jason the Chubb.
Chubb Senior.
Yeah, that didn't sound right. I mean, hey.
It's not quite Chasen Mason, but yeah.
What's wrong with it, Hugh?
I mean, think about it. I would have rolled him until he told me no. Say it over your head like 3 times. And then be like, oh, I get it.
I knew exactly what was going on.
That's what Dabrowski says. That's what we're doing. We're going out there. We're getting him. All right, so Kirby Yates, the latest name we throw in the mix here. Let's go to the phone lines. Lots to discuss. Terrence in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Who's Joe Kyle? What's up, man?
Hey, Terrence.
I want to talk about Mason Miller first. I was watching this kid yesterday, and I'm all in. I was telling Kyle, I'm all in. Whatever we got to give up for this kid is filthy. I was watching him pitch it versus Ohtani, and he got Ohtani out of there. He was throwing some nasty stuff. I'm watching the game, looking at my cousin. I'm like, we got to get this kid because he's young, and this guy, he's a stud, if you ask me.
He's dominant. And Terrence, it's crazy. He hits 103 on the radar gun all the time. It's not like he just, like, dials it up once in a while. 102, 103, 103, like, it's nothing.
Yeah, and the way he pitched against us and the way he pitched in the All-Star game, I'm pretty impressed with him. As for Jalen Hurts, I feel like he has to use his legs and his arm. We all know we saw Jalen Hurts at his best that Super Bowl year. He was a dual threat. He was a dual threat, and that's when he was at his best. But I'm with Hugh Douglas. He has to expand his game, and he has to scan the whole field. We can't just do that dummy down for him doing half of the field. We got to get this guy going the whole field. He has to improve next year, or we will be in trouble.
Well, he's got to evolve. I mean, or those legs got to come back to the point where he can run like he did 2 years ago. It's got to be one of those two things, Terrence. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Yeah, I know he was hurt last year with a seasoned offense coordinator. Jalen Hurts has the weapons at his disposal, and the Eagles have no excuse this year. They have to go and get it done, man, or we got to blow this thing up. If we have a horrendous year this year, it's going to be horrible. We have to, you know, this man with everything. But guess what, guys?
What's up?
It's crazy. The season is creeping up on us, and man, I'm getting excited, man. I don't know about y'all, but it's about to be football season.
Oh, I am too. You know, I think yesterday, the day before, and Terrence, we appreciate it. I think some of these teams already started reporting to camp.
Yeah, because somebody had to report this week because of the Hall of Fame game.
Yes, the Texans.
Can't remember who it is.
The Bears? Are the Bears in it?
I think you're probably right. I think you're probably right.
So the Bears, the Ravens, I know the rookies got to camp last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears are getting there now, and the Texans are also reporting today. So yeah, I mean we're here. I mean this is the last weekend until the middle of February with no real like football stories.
Yeah.
Like once next week hits, football's here.
Yeah, and all of these stories, like everything that we've been talking about. Now we get some new stuff to talk about.
Here's a football story I just saw in our last break. I'm curious your thoughts on this. You know Caleb Williams, the quarterback of the Bears?
Yes.
We've talked a lot about how he's unique, right, in a
he's
lot of
different.
Ways.
He's different,
and
which is okay.
He's certainly one of the most high-profile quarterbacks to come in the league in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, according to Mike Florio, he asked the Bears for a no-trade clause in his rookie contract. I've never heard that before.
Well, probably looking at the history of the Bears.
Like they're
going to
screw it up
yeah.
and trade him?
Yeah.
But that's usually something
though?
No, they did not accommodate. That's usually something you ask for in like your first real deal. Right?
He's different. Maybe he wants to have enough time to develop in Chicago.
So they're going to be the Hard Knocks team, the Bears. Like
yeah,
the Giants are this offseason.
Yeah.
But I'll watch the Bears Hard Knocks. That'll be interesting with him. Randy in Dover. Hey, Randy.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Randy?
So much. Joe, I'm with you, man. I think they should try to get Miller with Miller. And I would say I would choose Miller over Painter just because of what they already have in the infield. That they're set with them for a while. Like, but Stott, Turner, Bohm, Harper, none of them are going anywhere. So I think giving up him as an infielder for Mason's fine. I also think, Hugh, I know you're not going to like this, but I would also throw Rooker in there and have trade Rojas. Included in that trade to get him. I think this is the perfect time to do it because he's already been sent down this year. There's been questions this whole season about whether he's going to start, whether they should go with Pache or whatever. I think this is the perfect time to try to throw him in there to get Rooker included in it. And if it doesn't work out, if they only do it for 1 year, you still have Justin Crawford who's coming up, who played in the Futures game and did pretty well. So I say Rojas and Miller for those two. I think that's a solid.
You game. Know I'm in here, right?
No, but that giving up that defense of Rojas' defense, though,
come
man.
On.
Like I know y'all enamored with the bat and everything, but that defense. Did you see the play that he made? That
yeah.
You know what, Kyle? That's not right.
He's a beast. I give Rojas as a beast in the field, but I just feel like you're going to impact the game more with those at bats from Rooker than you are Rojas saving runs on defense.
No doubt.
Okay, if you had to fix one thing with this team, it to help us win, would that be the pitching or the bat?
Oh, the pitching, absolutely.
So we go out and get a pitcher and keep Rojas. What's the problem?
No, well that's what I'm saying. But
he's throwing Rojas in the deal to get Mason Miller.
Right. I'm saying, but if you throw Rojas in there with Miller. Maybe they can snag Rooker because, like I said, we all saw what he did this past weekend. I mean, he smacked the ball.
Man, he did.
He even looked good in the Phillies uniform.
You know what, too, Randy? I was like, man, if he killed – because he had the longest distance home run in the ballpark right?
The batter's eye.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, damn, he could hit in here on a regular? He might – that's pretty – but still, giving a roll – I mean, I get it, though, man. I mean, that's why I'm torn.
You're letting Johan Rojas hold up
the deal?
Keep us
from winning the World Series. No, I'm not going to do that.
Randy,
no, I'm definitely not going to do that.
Randy, I need you as the GM. Randy, good phone call. They just,
I'm definitely not going to do that.
They're replaying the All-Star game on MLB Network here.
Yeah.
I just watched Mason Miller pitch. Just struck out Trey Turner. Just struck out Shohei Ohtani. Guy has 70 strikeouts in 39 innings. All right, I just made the lineup here with Brent Rooker. All right, we got Rooker. So let's have the bullpen as Miller, Strom, Kirkering, and Hoffman. And how about this lineup? You're not going to find a deeper lineup than this in all of baseball. Ready for this?
I'm listening.
Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Bohm, Rooker, Marsh, Realmuto, Castellanos 8, Stott 9. That's the best lineup in the sport. Castellanos and Stott 8 and 9. That's something right there. Realmuto 7. Brent Rooker hitting 5th, hitting Mashburn Alley. Come on. I'm not letting Johan Rojas hold up that deal.
Yeah, Johan's got to go for that.
See you, buddy.
I ain't said nothing. I mean, I can't deny it.
It's a broken man.
I see what y'all see. I mean, and I know that sometimes moves have to be uncomfortable. I get it.
I see a parade is what I see.
Yeah, I mean, the parade would be nice. I think it would be nice if, you know, if Johan was part of the the packaging, making like those defensive plays that we're going to need in the playoffs. Y'all, see, I can't believe, especially with the number guys, how you can't see how significant he was when this team started to play better in the outfield and his contribution. But I get it.
I'll just throw Pache out there. He'll catch 85% of the same ones.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, forget Pache.
I don't know about that, Joe.
Well, wait. Late in the game, we're not going to take Rooker off the field for defense. Let Pache do it.
You got to let Pache go.
I don't care about Pache. I'm just saying I could put another defensive player out there.
Well, honestly, like, I wouldn't even be opposed to putting Marsh in center and then Schwarber back in left if they needed to.
Yeah, the question would be who plays left, Rooker or Schwarber? Yeah.
Marsh can play a good center.
Yeah, I'm fine with Marsh at center. Yeah, no big deal. I'm trying to win here.
Slender Schwarber looks this year, man. Put him out in left.
Plus, Mason Miller will just strike everyone out in the ninth inning. You don't even need outfielders, Hugh. Forget all that. Daniel is up next. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, Daniel. What's up?
I'm good. Just hanging out. It's just wanted to say it's an honor to speak with you guys. You guys are awesome, and I appreciate all the good messages and stories you talk about.
Daniel, we appreciate you listening to us, man.
We really appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
The honor's ours.
Daniel, what are you thinking here about Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I'm thinking it depends on the play because Jalen, he obviously had a down year, which stinks because, you know, you got all these video of him or this plays. I don't know a heck of a lot about football. I'm still learning, but he did look like he was under a lot of pressure. So I would say if he has to run a play where he's being rushed by the other team, I would definitely run. But all in all, I would not run if it's not necessary. So in my opinion, I would say use the legs only when necessary.
He's in my camp.
Yeah, a little bit. And I think as he ages, it's probably the way this is going to go. Daniel, what are you thinking about Chase and Mason? You with us?
I am with you for the Phillies. I feel as though that it would be great to have that, a good bat and a good pitcher, but I don't know if we'd be able to get both. I mean, our farm system is deep, which is definitely nice. I don't want us to go the way of what we did in 2011, where we drafted a lot, where we traded a lot of players and signed a bunch of other players. Of course, the method is different nowadays. And plus the Oakland A's aren't going anywhere. RIP to Oakland A's, which are going to go away soon. But other than that, I'm totally game for, trying to get players. As for who I would trade, I don't know. We would have to see what happens.
Yeah, and what the price is, right? Because they're going to set the price. Daniel, good phone call there. And as far as outfielder or relief pitcher, I don't think they're going to get stars at both positions. But they may end up getting a platoon bat in the outfield and then a big-time relief pitcher. Or a real outfielder, a guy that starts every day, and then more of just an okay relief pitcher. One thing that Daniel said there, Hugh, that it's interesting. I don't know if you could do this. It's almost like better in theory than reality. Like, I thought at times last year Jalen was caught in between. Should he run? Should he not? Remember all those times he would run out to the side and he would just slide instead of keep going?
Yeah.
I wondered last year whether maybe he was hurting or maybe they had tried to tell him, don't put yourself in harm's way. Because his first couple years, he ran without any fear. He did not run like he was worried about contact. He didn't run like he was worried about getting hurt. Last year, it just looked different when he ran.
I think to your point, Joe, it was where he was trying to extend the play, but for whatever reason, he didn't pull the trigger. I mean, because they always talk about the quarterback pulling the trigger and being able to get out of harm's way. I remember in practice when I used to practice and Bill Parcells was the coach with the Jets. I forgot the timing, but it's like 2 to 3 seconds. If the play isn't there, just throw it away. Throw it away. But we've gotten to that point now where we like to extend plays, but sometimes there's not a play to be made. Live the play another down. And I think a lot of times that's what Jalen, either he missed it, he missed the window, or he didn't know where to put the football. And that's just me. That's me recklessly speculating. I don't know. I've never played quarterback. Yeah. But I do know that the longer you hold the football, the more bad things can happen. You got to let the ball go quick. So he needs to figure out, or they need to put him in an offense where it's easy for him to read, and he can make decisions quicker, because I think that'll help him out too.
So that if you want to look at one major difference, because people like to look at the stats 2 years ago versus last year and say, well, he got way worse at this, or he was kind of similar in this. One thing that was drastically different is he got rid of the football way quicker 2 years ago than last year. And I don't know why. I mean, he had the same receivers. He had the same weapons. It must have been the structure of the offense, what he was seeing, what he felt comfortable with. But he held the ball way longer last year than he did a year ago. Twitter question sponsored by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, we have some polls up here at the WIP Midday Show page, starting with Jalen Hurst. Does he need his legs to win? Obviously, some people took this a little literally.
A lot of funny guys.
Yeah, there's never been a quarterback that hasn't won without any legs. Yeah, and I get that. That's obviously true. But the spirit of the question, I think you understand. 86% yes, Jalen Hurts needs his legs to win.
Yeah, because people don't understand when you say that. They don't understand, I think, what you're actually saying. They just say, he got to run the ball.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care. He got to run the ball.
I think they get it, though. Can he win as a pocket quarterback?
No, I don't think they get it.
Mostly a pocket quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think they get it.
So you're not taking the L on the poll. You're just saying they don't get it.
No, I mean, I ain't got no choice. I got to take the L on the poll. But I don't think most people understand when you say running, when you say, does he need his legs, they understand exactly what you're saying.
But it's not like a bad thing to say he needs his legs to win. Like, yeah. Usually the reaction to one of these polls is like, oh, you hate Jalen Hurts. Like, everyone, I think, in the sense I'm getting here is that everyone's like, yeah, but like, that's okay. Like, a lot of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now need their legs to win.
I would say almost all of them.
Yeah.
The game has changed.
You need your legs to win. I mean, there's no question about that. You need those.
Yeah, now some guys need it more, right? Like, look.
Don't you start.
Yeah, now you're being that guy? I mean, if Jalen is the first quarterback to win a Super Bowl without any legs, that'd be pretty darn impressive.
That'd be really impressive. Oh. Yeah, but I would be that guy. But no, I don't think people, like, because they look at Jalen, and I think this is how most fans look at it. Bottom line is, fans want to win. And they want to go back to whatever it was that helped us win. And so in most fans' minds, when we were winning, mm-hmm. Jalen was running.
That's it. RPO.
And not understanding that you have to evolve as a quarterback. So I don't hold that. Like, anybody that voted for that, I'm not chastising you. I'm not holding it against you. I get it. I totally get it. But that's. He has to evolve as a quarterback.
Our other poll, would you be willing to part with either Andrew Painter or Aiden Miller, the Phillies' top two prospects, Painter the pitcher, Miller the shortstop, to get Mason Miller, the relief pitcher from the Oakland Athletics? I think this is interesting. 57% yes. I think a lot of people have reached the point where they want to go all in. Like it's
we want to win, man.
Finish
I get it.
This.
I respect it.
Finish a World Series champion, Dave Dombrowski. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right. Coming up next, we'll get to your phone calls and all this, plus your take on Hugh versus pedestrians here. And we have to declare our official Midday Show anthem singer. We had a lot of submissions yesterday. We took auditions. I mean, like, at least 10 people sang on the air yesterday. So we deliberated, and we have our pick for who we want to be our official anthem singer on the Midday Show. And we'll give you some bold predictions for the Phillies in the second half. They start play again on Friday night. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Recently, I had the chance to visit my friend Dr. Rafi, the premier hair restoration specialist in the Delaware Valley. And I saw cutting-edge surgical options. He offers all genders, including the Artis, IXI Robotic FUE, Neograft, and the non-surgical.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bryce Harper up there before the game with Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez, David Ortiz. There's like 1,700 home runs on that panel, champions on that panel, and Hugh Douglas. Bryce is talking about Dave Dombrowski, how he's going to get the missing piece. All he wants to do is win.
Yay. That's exciting, man. And that's why, for me to sit here, I'm trying to channel the mentality of, you know, all or nothing. You know, but you at the same time, I understand that you want to try, you got to prepare for the future. But, man, that's why it's such a hard thing to think about when you talk about moving on for some of your major prospects in order to win a World Series right now. But it's time. The window has been moved up. It's time to win a World Series.
And Dave Dombrowski's here to do this. This is why he's here. I mean, he's not here to build a decent team 7 years from now. Dave Dombrowski probably won't be working 7 years from now. Someone else will be in charge of the team. And, again, I don't want him to ruin the farm system, but this is the time. If there's a pitcher out there that could complete this thing, go get him.
Yeah,
go,
man.
Go get him.
And the absolute worst thing you could be is a team that talked about what if. Because, you know, me and my teammates, the ones that went to the Super Bowl, we talk about that all the time. What if we would have did this a little bit earlier? What if we would have got a receiver of T.O.'s caliber just a little bit earlier? Who knows how many Super Bowl rings we would have?
I think it's a good example. I think that was one where your teams didn't do that, put that final piece. And then by the time you did, you really had one chance.
We were old.
Yeah, now bring us home with an Eagles chain, Hugh.
Okay, I'm not going to prosecute myself like that, Kyle. You know me better than that. Dang, I did. That did just kind of kill the mood.
It did. We had something going there. We had something really going.
My bad, man.
I just wasn't
prepared.
It's tough.
I'm a little bit self-conscious. I'm not going to sing at the drop of a hat. I can't do it.
But you did it once.
Dude, what? You are.
Living in this big blue world. That was early when I first got here. And I was
trying
to make
friends. That was when you were
probably yourself. Oh, now you're comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to make friends.
What about when you were down in Atlanta?
I didn't care about no friends.
What about that singing?
Oh, no. They set me up for failure.
Did they?
Yeah. Well, they told me. They said, hey, don't worry about it. We're just going to have a 92.9 the game night. That was the name of the station. So they were like, oh, you got to sing karaoke. Well, I got to sing karaoke. And then I ended up having to sing it.
And you did it at a Hawks game. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah. I embarrassed myself at the Hawks game a couple times.
We're going to make it work.
That's why it's karaoke.
I stay out too late.
Yeah, that ain't the first time I embarrassed myself at the game. Every time you hear that, you just chuckle.
It's the best. What else did you do at a game that you embarrassed yourself?
You ever seen the And One Stars?
Yeah.
Hot Sauce is from Atlanta. Okay. Like, Hot Sauce was the... No. Was it Hot Sauce? Yeah, the cross, he was played basketball. He got a killer crossover. And they were like, hey, man, you got to guard him. was like, man, I'd be damned if I guarded hot sauce.
You guarded hot sauce?
Man, listen.
Philip Champion.
No, I didn't guard him. I let him go straight to the basket. Tried to let him go straight to the basket. And he just looked at me. I was like, hey, dog, I ain't about to embarrass myself out here in front of all these folks. Yeah. Hey, try to guard hot sauce.
I was going
to
say maybe that, you know, you could make an excuse that he's a lot younger than you, but he's not.
No, he's not.
He's similar age.
He can still play. He got some handles now.
He's 48 now.
Yeah, but he got handles.
Hmm.
And he was like, so what you going to do? I'm like, dog, listen, do you. I'm just going to go ahead and get through this day and not embarrass myself. That's like at this point in life, like I know that I used to be a fierce competitor.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get through the day and not embarrass myself. That's kind of the philosophy that I took when I threw that pitch out. Now, some might say that was embarrassing, and I say no, it was respectable. It got almost there, so I mean I'm okay with that.
You still feel good about the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel good about it.
That's all that matters.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Well, is Hugh Douglas okay? Yeah, I guess.
Right. 215.
There it is, right there.
592-9494. Before we go back to the phones, you know what we got to do here? So we officially now are in the second half of the schedule, even though they've played like 60% of it. Like it starts on Friday. The Phillies come back. Hugh, I think it's time for some bold predictions. How about each of us make a bold prediction for the second half of the Philly season? All right, you want me to go first on this?
Okay.
I'll go first. My Phillies bold prediction for the second half of the year is that Alec Bohm, and I don't know the last time this happened. It may have, I'm trying to think the last player to do this. I have to look it up. But Alec Bohm is going to have 93 more hits, which would make him a 200-hit player.
Mm-hmm.
It's not often a player has 200 hits in a season. I think Alec Bohm is going to get to 200 hits this season. He is at 107 hits as we reach the All-Star break. 200 hits for Alec Bohm. Hugh? What do you got for a bold prediction?
You know what? It was funny. I thought you were going to go another way with the Alec Bohm because I had one with Alec Bohm. After his performance in the home run derby.
Oh, no, don't do it.
What? I love this. Do it.
What?
Do it.
I'm going to say he's going to hit at least 10 to 12 more home runs.
Oh, it's going to help him.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah. 10 to 12.
Well, he has 11 right now, yeah. So that would be a big second half because they played 60% of the schedule.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know the exact number how many he has, so I just said I'd give him just 12 more, 10 to 12 more.
All right, Kyle, what do you got? Bold prediction, second half of the Philly season.
So the more I think about this, I guess the less bold it sounds just because of what he's done the last 2 years. But Kyle Schwarber's only hit 19 home runs this season
about
so
Schwarber,
far.
Yeah.
I think he goes on a tear, and I think he ends the season with 45 total
home
runs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a bold prediction.
Yeah, he's going to have some of those games.
26 in the second half.
Yes, he's going to have some of those games where he hits two, right? He hasn't really done that this season, but he's that kind of guy. I think it's coming, man.
Oh, I like that. When he's hit 40 in each of his first 2 years here, so that would be on par with what he usually does.
Yeah. Also, I want to throw this in, too, because I feel like this is an appropriate time to make the guess. Where are you at on official win total for the Phillies this year?
So they
62
right?
and 30.
They're 64 and 32?
62 and 34.
62 and yes. 34 on the season.
Yep.
My prediction is they're going to win 104 games. They're going to win 40 more baseball games the rest of the season. How many games do they have left?
They
play
66 games left.
40 and 26. That's my prediction. 40 and 26, which puts them at 102? No, I got them at 104. So they're going to go 42 and 24. That's Ooh, my prediction. Okay. 42 and 24 to put them at 104 wins. So they need...
That breaks the record.
They need 41 wins yep. to break the record. Mm-hmm. Hugh, what do you got?
You don't have to do the math on the games. Just give us the final win total.
Final win total.
So
they need 103
wait a minute, I'm trying to figure out...
Record.
My win total before we got to this point was like, what, 90-something? I give them 102.
So that would tie
ties the record.
Oh, that's not good.
That would be a little deflating.
See, wait a minute. 102 wins, we win the World Series.
No,
who cares?
No, no, no. But here's my point.
No.
If they're
that's not a bold prediction. You wanted to be bold.
No. If they're at 101 or 102, like they can't tie the franchise record for wins. Either don't get there or go over it.
They have to break it or be short.
Yeah, you can't just tie it.
All right, they're 103.
103. All right, yeah. Breaking the franchise record.
Now,
that's
all right,
so pressure on
I have 107. Yeah.
Against a difficult schedule.
They're
going to
go 45 and 21.
Okay.
It's about the pace that they're on right now, but mm-hmm. it's going to be much more impressive because, like you said, tougher schedule in the second half. Now, one more question now I have. If they are at 102 wins and they've already clinched everything.
Last day of the season?
Last day of the season. Do you go for it?
Well, so
well, according to the way y'all put pressure on me, of course you do.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's like open this up. What does this mean? Like, am I not resting Wheeler for game one of the playoffs?
No. So like we have the break, right? We'll have the wild card, so that'll give us time. We'll be able to reset the rotation.
So you
really
mean
no
like
what
regular
do.
Lineup? Nobody. Yeah. Oh, I'm playing everybody.
Yeah. You're okay. Going for that record?
Yeah. I mean, what's the worst? Like,
that's a lot, Joe.
Oh, I can tell you what the worst thing that could happen is. I'm not going to.
Well, I was the one that said Sirianni was a dummy for playing players in a game they could have won the division last year.
But that don't apply to this conversation that we're having right now.
Well, this Phillies team is better than last year's Eagles team. Would you play the guys to get the record in the last day of the season?
No. I am super conservative when it comes to stuff like that. No. Because I'm looking at the bigger picture. I'm trying to play. I just went on this whole diatribe about playing chess. And not checkers.
Checkers that's is fun checker, sometimes.
That's a checkers move, Joe.
Checkers is fun
that
sometimes.
It is when you don't know how to play chess. But that's a checkers move.
Do you play real chess?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. But I like the analogy. The analogy is great. And it applies to all things in life. Even when you're dating, you can't play checkers. You got to play chess.
So here's an angle we haven't talked about, but I think it's actually kind of interesting. So they're up a lot in the division, right? They're up 9 games on the Braves.
Yeah.
The record that sometimes you could get rusty. Remember the Braves last year? They clinched really early.
And they started resting guys or whatever.
I wonder if the franchise record gives them like a vehicle to not take their foot off the gas fully the last 2 weeks of the season. You know what I mean? Like 2 weeks to go, they're probably going to be the number one seed. They're probably going to have the division almost wrapped up. Kyle, I think there's a chance the win record for the franchise gives them an excuse to not take their foot off the gas with 2 weeks to go.
I agree, because that's the work. You know, we're going to be talking about it here. Like, is the week off going to be good?
Well, plus they might clinch with a week and a half to go.
Yes.
They're up 9.
Yeah. And like, how long do you actually sort of like in 2011 when they let the Cardinals in? Now, I don't think there's going to be a team that we can let in by letting our foot off the gas. I don't know, but the conversation's different now. Now it's about, can these guys pick up where they left off?
Yeah, I think it gives Topper an excuse to play them a little bit.
And this is always the toughest time, man. Like, when you talk about at the end of the season, what's best for the team, rest versus rust. Did I say that right?
Yeah, rest versus rust.
Yeah. And there's so many different examples of it going either way. You know, you talk about the Braves and you talk about other teams that have rested and then they won it all. It's just all depends on the team, the individuals on the squad. But I would say this, man. Given the way that the season has gone, I would probably play through. I would probably play. I would play through. Because I don't want to lose anything, that especially that momentum going into the postseason.
Well, it's a thing. I mean, we've seen that happen many times before where teams do that and then they're not quite want them to be when it happens, for sure.
It's a reality about the playoffs and baseball that we've ignored for a while, and if it bites us this year,
then
we're going to have a meltdown.
Well, we've had the other side of this.
Right.
I mean, it's for sure. So, by the way, I brought up the Bohm 200 hits thing. The last Philly to do it was J-Roll in his MVP
J-Roll.
Year in 07. How about this? 200 hits in a season for the Phillies has only happened 3 times since the 80s. Doug Glanville, Chase Utley, and J-Roll. That's it. No one else has done it, and Pete Rose did in 1979. But it used to happen a lot longer back in the day. But it has not happened since 07. I think Bohm's got a chance to get there. Jerry, our guy, is up next. What's up, Jerry?
What up, man?
Hey, Jerry.
Jerry, not a finalist for the anthem singer, by the way.
Are you sure?
Okay. So, here's my take. I got a couple takes. So, Cowboy Jim gets under my skin. He's like that guy. I'm rolling 70 in left-hand lane, and I roll up on somebody going 60. Get off the damn road. Get out of my way, Cowboy Jim. You sort us. Get out of my way. That's how I feel about Cowboy Jim.
Move over, Cowboy Jim.
Yes, and he rated me number 5 worst caller in the afternoon show. So just because of that, Cowboy Jim, you get another one.
Get him.
So, yeah, it annoys me. So I'm all in on getting somebody, getting that guy, that Miller guy, because we give up one guy, we get another guy. I'm all in with that. Just because I seen that guy throw a couple balls last night, and he was pretty good.
Oh, he's unbelievable! Yeah, he's a monster.
You know, he did a damn good job of striking out a few All Stars that were over 340 hitters, and really didn't matter to him.
I mean, yeah, he Ohtani, Turner just wiped them out.
Yeah, so I mean, they really had nothing for him. And if we have that back end of the bullpen of what you said, Joe, game's over by the sixth inning. You put three or four of them guys in there, the game's over. They're not hitting anything.
And you know what? Sometimes you got to win those playoff games, 2-1, 3-2, and they could do it with a bullpen like that.
I mean, over the past few years, you don't see many blowouts. It may be one game out of five, or if you're lucky, but most of the time those games are come down to one run, two run games, and that's where you need your horses in the back end to keep you in the ball game. You know?
Well, yeah, so, and you know what? And with him, it's not like he's only here for a year, too. If you trade for him, he's here for 5 years. You got him for a while.
Exactly. And you?
Yes.
Tell those people to cross the damn road. I know which people you're talking about. They want to give you the little, hey, how you doing? Hey, how's my hair look when I'm crossing the road? I'm trying to get somewhere. You want to take off just before the light changes, and you know the light's going to change because they know it is. Get them out of the way, Hugh.
Yeah.
Tell them to keep moving.
See, Jerry gets
you
this.
Know what I mean?
He's a guy behind the wheel for a living.
Yeah, I see all kinds of traffic. So, Cowboy Jim, get out of my way, and you people that are crossing the street in the intersection, just walk a little faster, please.
Move it along, Jerry. Good stuff, buddy. We appreciate it. You got more supporters with you as the day goes on.
I don't know. You people just sounds kind of bad when you say it like that.
But he's talking about the people walking.
Because it's like when you say you people, it's like, who is you people? You know what I mean?
I guess it depends on who we're talking about.
You know what I mean? It's just like you people. What do you mean you people?
You don't want to be involved in
you
people?
I don't want to, when you say you people, it just sounds like it's about to all go down here.
I'm abstaining from this.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't want to do to you people. I don't want to do that.
How about you guys?
You guys is not as bad as you people.
It's way less worse. Yeah,
because when you say you people, people's ears perk up. Like, what you mean? I want to stay away from that one.
You want to be more specific?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You
people,
you
not you people.
Everyone
people.
That doesn't look up when they're crossing the road.
Yeah, that's it. I don't want to. That you people. That was all right. It was all like that's. I don't want to be affiliated with the people that use you people.
All right, let's go to Jay in West Philly. He has a take on the Jalen Hurts thing. What's up, Jay?
Hey, yo.
What's up, man?
Can we get a PSA for whenever Jerry calls? That horn, man, be killing my ears, man.
Turn your radio down.
what you doing? Up, man.
Jay, turn the volume down.
You'll live, Jay.
I just need a warning so I can do it, man. He can come out the blue. Hey,
if Jerry calls, he gonna blow the horn.
Uh-huh.
Come on, man.
Hey, look. You need to blow that horn. I might end up being you people. Hey, look. You see that pandering frog walking down there yesterday, Bryce Harper? That frog with his cowboy hat.
You didn't like the cowboy hat and jeans?
Hey, Jay, I ain't got nothing to say about that because when I said it, something about it yesterday, I was called a Bryce Harper hater.
In Texas.
I'm just saying.
Look, yeah, whenever he pandering. I thought I heard that speech he said yesterday when he was talking to the crew. Did he say something about it? It's the whole thing. Where did I hear that at before?
I think he heard it here in Philly, then.
You called in to rip Bryce Harper. The guy's having a monster season, Jay. Monster season.
He got that from Kelsey. He's bad today. He stole that. Played Drizzy and everything. That dude, man.
If God forbid anyone does anything Jason Kelsey does.
What do you got to say about Hurts? Does he need his legs to win?
Yeah. What's with all the cold words for Hurts, man? Every
code
time,
words?
Like every 2 months you talk about, he got to run.
Hold on.
Oh, so we doing
he's
the
a mobile quarterback.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Guess what we're doing? Wait, hold on. How's this?
Hold up. Not to you people.
How's this for a code word? Josh Allen needs his legs to win, too. Is that code for you? He's a mobile quarterback.
But he don't need mobile. That don't mean he's running. That don't mean he got to do that. What you want him to run on the field and tackle Drew Locke and Dan Connor? If that had happened, we'd have won more games.
No, I want him to win. I just want him to win, man. I just want him to win. He's better when he runs.
What did he do last year?
He didn't run well.
The defense didn't run either when he was trying to tackle people. They had tackled
There is a real reflex to mention the defense. We're not talking about the defense. We're talking about Jalen.
We talk about the defense. They on the team.
But like, that doesn't do with how he plays.
Like y'all buddy Kelsey say, it's the whole team. Why ain't they tackle nobody?
Because they stunk last year. Maybe if Hugh Douglas plays the defense,
a lot of excuses,
things would be better.
He got to do the punt, pass, and kick. He got to do everything.
He said the punt, pass, and kick. He went old school.
You ever see that video of Andy doing the punt, pass, and kick?
Oh, yeah, I did.
It's amazing.
He's a big one.
he's a big boy.
And, of course you would want them to go get the record. And when they did win the World Series, when they did that.
You know what? I
want
like
the record, yeah.
Jay just called a pick with you.
He just wants a fight.
What is your problem, Jay?
He just wants a fight.
Jay just wants to call and fight with Joe every day.
I'm trying to win, Jay.
Trying to win what? Last time they did that, they didn't win the World Series.
That has nothing to do with why they didn't win. Stop.
And let's see what they do now that they favorites. Every time they favorites, they lose.
How often are they favorites?
When they was up 2-1 in the World Series and lost, the great Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but the Astros were better, and anyone with the brain knows that. The Astros were better.
And where was it at the World Series? And he was the Bellum at the Bank was up, 6-7, lost at home, right?
They lost game 5 at home. They lost game 5 at home to the Astros.
6-7, too, right?
To the Diamondbacks, yes. We're all aware of what happened.
Cowboy boots on and got it right on out of here.
There's a lot of tap dancing around the Jalen Hurts thing just to come at Bryce Harper.
That's enough.
Such an agenda.
Well, no. He ripped Harper because he doesn't want to talk about Hurts. Also, he mentioned the defense for somebody Hurts running. All right, you know what I need? I need something to make me feel better. Yesterday, we had auditions for the Midday Show official anthem singer. And
yes.
When we mean this. Like, before big events, we need the person who is our pick to be part of the show, to come on and get the whole city pumped up for whatever the event is. So did we narrow this down to two finalists?
Yes.
We had two. Yeah, we had a lot of surprising
Very
number of
ones.
People that called in
yesterday. Okay, so our two finalists were Nancy
and Dante. Yeah, both of them called toward the end of the show.
Okay,
which,
can we hear a little snippet of each and then we'll make our final call here?
All right, I'll give you Nancy.
Okay.
She killed that. Ooh, she killed that thing. Hey.
Wow.
She's showing off now. See, she showed off.
It was the high note, man.
It was very good.
She showed off.
She was great. All right, so she was very impressive. Then, of course, we had Dante. I believe Dante told us he was 18 years old.
18 years old.
Okay, let's hear Dante again.
Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Hey! That was pretty good.
It was a big game feel to Dante.
You know what? It's October in my mind. Like, Dante's at Citizens Bank Park, and it's October.
I'm picturing the fireworks going off behind him as he's hitting that last
Phillies
note.
Running on the field.
Sound like it's Dante.
To me, and it's nothing against Nancy. Nancy was, I think that high note was the most impressive thing that happened on yesterday's show.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly better than anything any of us said.
Yeah, well, that's a low bar.
It is a low bar. No, she was very good. My vote goes to Dante as well.
I agree. It was the vibrato, the baritone. Like, there was a lot of... And Dante's 18, man. Like, we could make a star out of Dante.
There's some upside here. I think he's going to make a star of himself.
No, I get it.
If we could play a small role. So, Dante, the gig is yours. Dante is officially our pick to be our midday show national anthem singer.
You say he's 18?
18.
You might have to get permission.
He's an adult.
No, this is when he no longer needs permission.
You're not really technically an adult until you move out. You think Dante's moved out already?
He will be when we turn him into a star.
We're going to get him gigs here. Yeah, Dante, congratulations to be the anthem singer of the Midday Show.
And thank you, Nancy, too, for that and everybody else.
And thank you to everyone that submitted an audition there. All right, so coming up next, we got a new duo today. Filling in for the afternoon show. How about this? Jody Mack. And Ruben Amaro Jr.
Oh, heck.
Baseball guys.
Oh,
baseball guys.
Two baseball guys.
We got the former GM and the son of a former GM. It's going to be great.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.